Another day and another terrorist threat. This one from Africa-based Al-Shabaab, responsible for a deadly 2013 attack on a shopping mall in Kenya and now claiming to have Minnesota's Mall of America in its sights. The threat highlights the need to keep domestic security operations funded, according to Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson.
Why it's imperative that we have a budget for the Department of Homeland Security, which is due to expire at the end of the week.
For weeks, Democrats have blocked Senate consideration of a House-passed DHS bill that would block President Obama's executive order shielding millions of undocumented immigrants from deportation. Democrats and some Senate Republicans are calling for a clean funding bill with no strings attached. That is a non-starter, according to House Speaker John Boehner.
The House has done its job. We've passed the bill that funds the department and stops the president's unilateral actions with regard to immigration. It's up to Senate Democrats now to do their job.
But the firestorm over immigration could be tempered by last week's action by a federal court to put the president's executive action on hold. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I am willing and ready to pass a DHS funding bill and let this play out in court. The worst possible outcome for this nation is to defund the Department of Homeland Security, given the multiple threats we face to our homeland.
Graham said Republicans who control both houses of Congress will be blamed if funding lapses and the United States suffers an attack. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.